Hi guys, how are you? This is Jumi. I am glam naturally because I am glammed with grace. Welcome to my podcast.
Hi, good morning guys. How are you today? I'm recovering from a cold, so bear with me. But I hope you're having such an awesome day. This is Jumi, creator of Glam Naturally Or. How's your week been? If you're in the morning time, good morning. If you're listening to this in the afternoon, I hope you're having a super amazing afternoon. If it's in the evening, good evening. And if it's night, good night. I hope you have a wonderful night. So today I'm going to be talking about something very emotional, and I'm actually feeling emotional just about thinking about it. So the topic of today is my daughter's prayer. And before I go into that, I'm going to tell you about the word of today. So the word of today, again, is UCB, is you cannot meet everybody's expectations, and which is so true. And the Bible verse is taken from Romans 12:6. We have different gifts given to us. So every one of us is different. We all have our different talents. How we use it is up to us, but we are gifted in different ways. Different people expect different things from us. And when a lot of people are pulling on you, those expectations can build up like a mountain and bury you. Is that how you're feeling today? Honestly, sometimes I feel like that. Buried under everybody's expectations? If so, read the scripture. Be honest in your evaluations of yourself, measuring yourselves by the level of faith God has given you. Just as our body have many parts and each part has a special function, so it is with Christ's body. Since we all want to be pleased with us, but we must also realize that they frequently have unrealistic expectations and sometimes selfish ones. So why don't you say no, one, to the fear of people? We want to be loved and we are afraid of being rejected. Two, pride. If God made you a one-talent person, it won't give you a two-talent assignment. Don't allow pride to make you take one more than you can handle in order to have people's approval. Three, not knowing God's will for you. That's actually one of the biggest thing. A lot of us do not know his will for us. And that's why when I wake up every morning, I tell God, God, do not allow me to walk. I do not want to walk outside of your will today. That's a very important prayer that I really feel every one of us should pray every day, because if you're walking out of God's will, it's a dangerous zone. Jesus said, I carry out the will of the one who sent me, not my own will. Very smart man. I love Jesus. You know, you must know God's will and be committed to it, or people will try to impose their will and agenda on you. And that's basically how a lot of us are walking today. We seek people's will and approval. Before we make a decision, we ask them instead of asking God. And that's just wrong. And then four, trying to be like someone else. Oh my God, that's definitely it as well. Having then gifts different according to the grace that is given to us. Let us use them. You know, we're our own unique person. Something might work for one person doesn't mean it's going to work for you. You understand? So don't try to copy everyone else, what they're doing, or don't try to be like someone else. You have to be your own person. That's why it's important to know yourself in Christ too, because when you do, you wouldn't have to be copying what everyone else is doing, and look out to God for what's for you. Unless God has graced you to do it, you will fail or collapse under the weight of it. Realize that you are not called to meet everybody's expectations. I hope that has blessed you. I don't know who had to listen to that today as a confirmation, but yes, we cannot please everyone. Human beings today, somebody might want this and tomorrow they change their mind. So you have to be your own person and work in God's will. And I pray it will help us to, you know, be better at this in Jesus' name. Amen. So today I'm talking about my daughter's prayer. So my daughter, my firstborn, is Nisi. And when she started kindergarten about 2 years ago, yeah, almost 2 years ago, because I've always been a full-time mom working in corporate America, and I love my job. Honestly, my job has been a blessing to me. It was such a beautiful place to work. And, you know, I'm still going to love that job because it catapulted me into my destiny, honestly. But she started kindergarten 2 years ago, and I realized that a child that used to go to pre-K and daycare is a different child when they start kindergarten, because now they're exposed to all the kids, you know, so many emotions going around. I have to try to, you know, help her shape her into being a better woman amongst the wolves, because some kids are not coming from Christian homes. We have to remember that. So my daughter's been exposed to the things that she was never exposed to, you know, growing up until the age of 5 when she started kindergarten. So I realized that I cannot be working the way I'm working anymore. My daughter needs me, you know. I know my husband is there too, but sometimes, you know, a daughter needs a mom. It's just a different feeling entirely. I don't know if you have a daughter and you're a woman listening to this, but you probably understand where I'm coming from better. So, So last year when I started Glam Naturally or in 2016, I did it as a hobby and something I was so passionate about and I actually honestly loved doing. I never knew it was going to get to the level it was. But the goal was to, you know, scale the business. But I didn't know it was going to be this fast. So when a year ago, she was going through something in school, because we live in a white neighborhood and my daughter is like the only black girl in a classroom. And I know children sometimes don't see color, but some do. And I feel like sometimes she's treated a little bit differently. So I don't know, she was going through something last year. And she goes to after school. So she basically goes to school from 8 o'clock in the morning till 6 o'clock every day. And sometimes it's tiring, you know. So we had to change a lot of things in our schedule just to make sure that, you know, sometimes she's not there till 6 and my job was so accommodating as well. Or sometimes she's not, you know, in school all day. So sometimes she can come home after school and not have to stay in aftercare. Anyways. So while driving home on this fateful day, my daughter from nowhere asked me, "Mommy, when are you going to be your own boss?" And I literally am about to cry saying this. "When are you going to be your own boss?" And I'm like, "Where did this come from?" She said, "Because you can have time for me." And I'm like, "So you feel like I don't have enough time for you?" She said, "Mommy, you're always working and you're always away from home." And when she said that, it broke my heart. And you know what I told her? I said, "Niecy, can you go to God for me and ask him and tell him that mommy would love to be with you more? Can you make her own bus one day and not too long, very soon?" That was exactly what I told her. You know, I just said that while we're driving, jokingly. I didn't know that my daughter was actually going to take those words seriously and go to God and pray about it. I'm sorry, I'm crying. Yes, yeah, that was what she said. You know, we just moved along. A year later, still working hard with my business and using what God has called me to make a difference in everyone's, you know, that meets me's life. So, 2 weeks ago, my job of almost 9 years that I love so much, I handed in my resignation to run Glam Naturally or full-time and just be there for my customer, because my customers are like my family now and I don't want to disappoint or fail them. And when anyone comes to me that their orders is late or this is happening, I'm so backed ordered, you know, I don't want to have to, you know, build my business on that, my customers not trusting me. So I know I have to be there. So even me ending in my resignation was very emotional for me, because I've made friends and family at my job and I love my bosses and we'll always stay friends. But I told my daughter last week, "Niecy, I am going to stop working for now. I'm going to be working for Glam Naturally Oil so that I can be there for you." My daughter busted in tears. She started crying. I'm like, "Niecy, why are you crying?" She said, "Mommy, because remember that day when I told you to be your own boss and I went to pray? That you told me to pray, sorry." She said, "Mommy, I actually prayed that night and told God not to make it too long, that mommy can be our own boss and be home for me and my sister." Oh, you should have seen the tears in my eyes. One, I thank God that I'm able to raise a godly child. So help me, God, to keep going with this. Two, I am so happy that I asked my daughter to pray for me. Sometimes, as people, we like adults, we work so hard or we don't even pay attention to the little things. Do you understand the anointing that your children carry? Do you understand the anointing that your children carry? Sometimes when I'm going through situations, and I also remember Nisi, that same Nisi at the age of 4, when I lost my 4-month pregnancy, and she was starting to understand, you know, what was going on. Mommy's pregnant, mommy's not pregnant anymore. And she looked at me and told me, Mommy, actually, she was the one that made me realize that I didn't have the baby in my belly anymore. Like, the baby was not happy, was not beaten, because she asked me randomly, Mommy, is the baby still alive in your belly? And I'm like, oh my gosh, why would you say that, Nisi? And she said, I don't know, Mommy, is the baby still alive? And 2 days later, I found out that the baby was not alive. And I remember telling her, Nisi, after we lost the baby, the baby's in heaven. And she said, but when am I going to get another brother or sister? I'm like, go to God and ask God for a brother or sister. She went and prayed and asked God for a sister. And 3 months later, I found out I was pregnant. And 3 months later, I found out that I was a girl. Don't underestimate the anointing your children carry, okay? When you're going through something and you feel like you cannot pray for yourself because you're just so weak, you can ask your children to pray for you. The miracles, God listens. He has a soft spot for kids, honestly. And miracles happen through them. So don't ever hesitate asking your child to pray for you. This is a very emotional. I've literally revealed a lot in this little episode. But I hope it's blessed you. I don't know what you're going through right now that you see that's maybe an impossibility. But with God, all things are possible. I am going to be running my business full time so I can be there for my customers. I quit my 9 years amazing six-figure jobs to do this. And I am going to miss my job. I'm going to miss my everything. But I just want to say thank you to all who have listened. Do not forget to share this. If it's blessed you, if it's touched you in any way, please let me know. But this is Jimmy. I am glammed naturally because I am glammed with grace. Have a super duper awesome day today. Bye.